AJ, are you looking at this opportunity as a chance to elevate necessarily draft status or maintain what you think you should be?
I don't try to worry about any of that. I mean, if you ask anybody, any GMs or head coaches, I mean, nobody knows where everybody's going to fall. So draft is just kind of here and there, really. One guy can get picked up earlier and then he's expected to change the whole draft. So I'm worried about what I can control, and that's me going out there and performing to the best of my ability. And wherever the chips fall, they fall.
You are fully aware of the difference of being drafted here versus there between millions of dollars,
though. I don't worry about money. I was raised without any money, so being broke, I'm used to it. I mean, like I said, I think if you're money hungry, then it's not going to come to you. If you're just patient and, you know, go with the flow and let the chips fall where they fall and God's plan go in, you know, everything will be fine in the end.
Hey, Jay, I know you were probably just doing it tongue-in-cheek this morning. Why should you feel compelled to tweet out your hand size?
Because everybody kept asking me. I was like, everybody kept talking about hand size, and then they were asking me. So I think I had the biggest one, though. I'm not sure.
Logan Thomas, table two.
I don't think anybody else had a 10, but you never know.
What are your best attributes?
Well, I would think being a winner. You know, everybody says play behind NFL talent at Alabama. Well, usually in the NFL, that's what's in the NFL is NFL talent. So I don't know how that can be a knock, really. But I'm a leader, first one in, last one out. And I feel like I've always put us in a good situation to win the ball game. I think the biggest thing for me was release point. Everybody tries to, you know, all the experts try to knock me on my deep ball, trying to say my arm's not strong. My arm's strong enough. I mean, I can throw the ball 65 yards, but I had a bad habit of releasing the ball out wide, not staying vertical on it. I think if you go back and watch my film, you can see, you know, the film doesn't lie on that. And I think the times I had to throw the ball deep and I stayed vertical, you know, vertical release on it, the ball went far. So that was the biggest thing for me, finishing my throws on the deep ball.
Hey, just because a lot of teammates attend the combine, go through the process, is there advice that stands out when you talk to, you know, football
teams? No, I mean, everybody just says enjoy the moment. I feel like it's hard to give one person, like, advice, because everybody's experience is different. So not one man's experience will be the same as, you know, Chance and Fluke and all them going last year. Their experience is not the same as mine. So got to kind of learn on your own as you go. But, I mean, I'm enjoying the process. Like my mom said and my pop said, like, this is a dream of mine ever since I was little. So, I mean, having the chance to play in the NFL, I don't really care where I fall. I just want to be in the league, have a chance to showcase.
AJ, how much would you say playing for Nick Saban behind that NFL talent against the NFL talent
is? I think it's huge. You know, everybody talks about facing NFL defenses. I think Coach Saban's, you know, the closest you can possibly get to facing an NFL defense, especially blitz-wise. I mean, he makes up blitzes, him and Coach Smart. I've seen every type of defense you can possibly see. I feel like I'm the most experienced guy when it comes to that. And, you know, I just want to go out and showcase and, you know, let everything happen.
AJ, can you just comment on the maturation you saw in your teammate, Cyrus Quanjo, just, you know, through the years here, how he's kind of matured into that left tackle that you saw from him, the maturation process?
Yeah, Cyrus, you know, came in young and was a great athletic kid already when he first got there. But and the good thing about him, he's going to keep getting better and better. I mean, he's a young guy. He's going to keep learning how to play the game and how to, you know, study film even better. So, you know, he was a heck of a left tackle for me, and, you know, I wish him the best of luck for sure.
Have you spoken to any Patriots personnel, and, like, what are your thoughts on that organization? St. Louis Rams head coach Jeff Fisher.
Well, I think like when it comes to interview stuff, I don't know how each team likes to handle that, so just try to keep everything, you know, between us. But as far as the Patriots, I love the Patriots organization. I mean, having the if I had the chance to go there and sit behind Brady for however long and learn from one of the best to ever play the game, that'd be awesome experience. So it's almost like New England's the Alabama of pro football. So you know, Coach Saban learned under Coach Belichick. So it'd be almost like deja vu in a way.
Is there something to talk about there as a play or a game during the college career where you like knew, okay, I'm ready for the NFL?
No, I just I never thought ahead. I mean, I think that was the biggest thing that made us successful as a team, though. You know, there's a lot of great individuals here, but the game of football is a team sport. You don't win with just one individual or a couple. Like Coach Saban always said, it's an individual collection of everybody, and you know, coming together, and every man doing his job and depending on the guy next to you for everybody to win. So I always felt like, you know, I just tried to stay focused on our team and how we can win, you know, each Saturday. Definitely, for sure. I mean, I feel like I've been disrespected my whole college career, and because I won, and that's usually the knock on me is deep ball and that we won, and I won behind NFL talent, so which is crazy, like I said, because when you get to the NFL, you're playing with NFL talent, so and it's not like we didn't play anybody. We played in the SEC. To me, it's the best conference in college football. Play against, I think there was, somebody figured it out. It was like I played against 40-something guys that have been drafted from the time I arrived in 09 that are on still playing in the NFL. So, I mean, that's a crazy amount of guys going, you know, against defensively. So I definitely have a chip on my shoulder. I'm ready to get out there and prove people wrong for sure.
Can you tell us about
Kev's one of the best teammates I've ever had, for sure. One of the smartest individuals playing the game. I think that's why I could always count on him when the game got in a critical situation, for sure. I always knew where Kevin was going to be. He knew where he had to be. He knew how to read defenses. But, I mean, he's an even better guy off the field, which makes him a great teammate and a guy you obviously got to love to have on your team. Like I said, I don't want to put anybody's business out there because I don't know how each organization handles that. So, but I mean, I would love Cleveland. I mean, it doesn't matter where I play. We can go out and play in this parking lot. If it's an NFL team out there, I'll go play for them. I just want to play the game of football, and I want to get out there and show people that, you know, that doubted me that I can play to a high capability. And but, yeah, I would definitely have to get used to the weather right off the bat. But, I mean, there's been plenty of guys that come from the south up north, so pretty sure I'll be able to handle it.
Is there another quarterback in this draft class that you're particularly close with as far as a friendship?
Well, I think I've gotten the past couple of days, D.C., Carr, call him D.C., and then Jimmy, Blake, I know Johnny. Those are usually guys. I know Jordan. I've known him for a long time, so I feel like we all get along.
You mentioned earlier about the way you're focusing on that.
Well, exactly, yeah. See, a lot of people don't realize, well, especially playing for Coach Saban, you don't get there's not a whole lot of individual downtime playing at the University of Alabama. So the breaks, I mean, even when we have an off week, it's not an off week when we go into camp practice. So I've never had an official break and being able to focus on myself, really. Even in summer, I mean, we got like 15 days off in May and we were right back. So, you know, it feels good to be able to focus on myself and have some selfish time before the team part gets back involved into it.
One more quarterback that you say you emulate yourself after?
You know, the last time I made a comment like that, I got criticized, but I mean, I don't think anybody is, you know, I don't think you can compare anybody to anybody. I don't understand how people do that because everybody's different. When it comes to similarities, I think, you know, from body build to how we were talked about coming out of college, I think Tom Brady, I think we play the game the same way. I mean, he still moves in the pocket pretty well to get away from blitzes and, everybody doubted his arm strength coming out, and it's turned out pretty good so far, I would say. So. All right, thank you guys.